Now, if you will get your Bibles back out and turn back to Daniel chapter 11, we will pick up in verse 31. And forces shall be mustered by him. So this is by Antiochus Epiphanes. And this here from 31 to 35 is showing the attack and the abomination of desolations that he does against Jerusalem, and taking away the daily sacrifices and all of these atrocities that he did. That's explained over these next five verses. And they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. So this is these Greeks, the Greek armies that Antiochus sends in here to Jerusalem. They will defile the sanctuary fortress, and they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. And among this will obviously include a statue of the false Greek god Zeus. So, and then the taking away of the daily sacrifices, these things got repeated with Rome in 70 AD, and that's why Jesus said, look back to what Daniel wrote about the abomination of desolation. That, again, is going to be repeated in this generation. And there won't be one, but this time, there won't be one stone left upon another of the temple. It's going to totally be abolished. And that will be the finality, where this time, everything got restored and restarted again from these Greeks. But after the Romans get finished, it never did. Nothing. The temple never got rebuilt, and the sacrifices never started again. That was a total finality of ending the old covenant. And verse 32, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. So these are those that reject God and reject the law of Moses. He corrupts them with flattery. So he praises them highly. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So there will be a few, at least, that push back. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. So the righteous will start teaching others to help decrease the number of unrighteous people. So it will be instructing the others and turning from this unrighteousness that obviously the Israelites had fallen into. Yet for many days they shall fall by sword and flame, by captivity and plunder. And then as here these somewhat few are telling everyone and teaching them to, we have to stay by, stick with the law of Moses, stick with God, we cannot abandon this, then they are made to fall by sword and flame. So they're put to death by the sword and I guess burned to death and then taken captive and plundered. So they were taken captive as slaves and then their possessions that they had were taken, and Antiochus got a hold of them. And anyway, this is where Josephus recorded some 40,000 Israelites are taken captive or put to death. Verse 34, now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help. So this little help is Judas Maccabeus, and what's known as the Maccabees. And there are two books, the first and second Maccabees, of the historical account of their little help that they give to Jerusalem fighting against these Greeks. But many shall join with them by intrigue. So there was no comment from any of the commentators what that meant. How I take that is, now that the Maccabees were starting to gain some success, then you had what formerly were unrighteous Israelites, they're wanting to jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, we were with you the whole time, even though they had turned their backs on God. And so these are the foolish men that are easily swayed back and forth with the waves of the wind. And as Solomon stated, so these are feeble-minded people. Well, I guess this was James, as James would say in the future. That's how I take these people that join the Maccabees by intrigue. They're just jumping on the bandwagon because they are tossed to and fro. And they're very unstable and double-minded. So they could take God or they could reject God. Either way, it doesn't matter to them. And verse 35, and some of those of understanding shall fall. So these are the righteous. So some of these righteous are going to be killed. To refine them, purify them, and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. So how I understand this, this is God refining the Israelites, purifying them, making them white for the time of the end of the Old Covenant, which, of course, was the advent and coming on of God's kingdom. And so that is the appointed time, is how I understand this to mean that this whole purpose was to turn the Israelites more righteous for the time of the first century when the Messiah would come and God's kingdom would be established. So they would be a much more presentable people. Otherwise, the way that they were, they obviously were going to fall into Greek and Roman false gods and false worship, and then there would not be any righteous left on the earth when the Messiah came. And so that is the purpose of why God had these abominations fall upon them. And then they rejected in the first century, they rejected the Messiah. The Israelites, the Jews at that time, they rejected God's kingdom. And so he brought the finality again of these abomination of desolations, and to end it once and for all. But I will end this passage with what Don Simpson, how he concluded this verses 31 through 35. It was Palestine that suffered the bitter result of Antiochus's pent-up anger. He plundered Jerusalem and massacred the Jews. He tried to break the union of the Jews by gaining favor with those who were disloyal to the Jewish religious system. He polluted the sanctuary by offering pigs on the altar and raising heathen altars. The book of the Maccabees recalls how his collectors of tribute fortified the city, assailed the temple, and defiled its courts with blood. Those who did such wicked things he corrupted all the more by praising them. Antiochus forbade burnt offerings and sacrifices in the temple. Those Jews who stood firm in righteousness and wise understanding were persecuted beyond measure. There were some, like Judas Maccabeus and his brethren, those that fought along with these Maccabee people, who were able to achieve some safety with hope of throwing off the Syrian or Antiochus's yoke. But the persecution would continue until the appointed time for the Syrians to be defeated. This persecution of God's people would serve in separating the chaff from the true grain. So that's how he worded this: exposed the unrighteous, they were the chaff, and that separated them from the righteous. And it brought everyone out. That's what God was obviously ready at that time for, not allowing these people to just go through life, most of them being unrighteous, and then the unrighteous, he was ready for them, for the righteous to be brought out and the unrighteous to be exposed. And then the righteous were teaching the others, even through intense persecution and punishment. So we will end there and begin verse 36, Lord willing, next week.